Welcome to the Sportscast, September 11th, 2018. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube, Periscope, and also on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review so it could help us out in the search. Before we started the Sportscast, we had a pre-Sportscast back in 2017, and we started it with Justin Riley called Swole Tide. I converted it to Sportscast, and Justin Riley came back in the Sportscast, which he had an episode a couple months ago about the NFL draft. And he's back tonight to talk a little bit about Alabama because he's a little bit worried about Alabama. Hey, Justin, welcome to the Sportscast.
Hey, man, great to be here. Great to be back in college football.
It is, man. Do you want to do like the whole review, or do you just want to go over Alabama's prospect for this season?
I can hit on a little bit of both. We can definitely lead off with some Alabama football because this is definitely going to be an interesting season for the Crimson Tide.
Exactly. Well, so far, Alabama football are 2-0. Let's go to the first game they had against Louisville, 51-14. It was really easy. Alabama beat Arkansas State 57-7. Obviously, the big issue for Alabama this year is their quarterback. You think Tuau is a set starter now?
You know, I think it's all but clear that Tua Tagovailoa is the man. I think the narrative was written in the national championship game, but I think the finality was put on it on that first game against Louisville. There's no way that you can sit there and argue that he should not be the starter with the performances he has put on thus far, albeit against seemingly weaker opponents. Certainly, we didn't expect Alabama to just tee off on Louisville to that extent. We thought that Alabama had the better team, but definitely never saw the 51-14 outcome. But that being said, if you just look at the intangibles, regardless of whether or not the opponent may have been, quote, weaker. If you look at the intangibles, Tua was just putting it in places that not many people can. I mean, his touch was just out of this world. He was just on the money. He was finding receivers all over the field, and he was checking down everybody. He went through all of his progressions, and in a couple of times, he was just making some insane athletic throws. Sometimes a couple of those throws are a little bit ill-advised and kind of made you jump a little bit, but somehow he managed to get them off, and they were caught for a touchdown, like in that opening touchdown against Louisville by Jerry Jeudy. Threw up an amazing prayer, and somehow it was caught for a touchdown. But, yeah, Tua is the man. Very seldom do you see a quarterback with his abilities come along, especially at the University of Alabama, where we're not really known for quarterbacks. The last quarterback that was, I guess, known was Kenny the Snake Stabler, which is eons ago. For you young people, you probably have no idea the name I just spoke. But, yeah, the Tua is the man until proven otherwise.
Okay. Overall, how did you see Alabama's first two games? And do you think they're at the right path?
First two games offensively, I think we're definitely on point. I think that we are about to reach levels that has not been seen before by Alabama fans and Alabama Nation. We've got dynamic, high-octane offense. We've got a quarterback that can get it done, who can do things with his arms as well as his legs. You also have a loaded backfield. Alabama is four deep at tailback with players that probably could start anywhere else. Wide receiver, that the cupboard is just full, and it's unreal. As a matter of fact, this may be the first time in Alabama history, and it's probably blasphemy to even say this, is that offense may outshine the defense. And nobody would have ever thought to utter something so crazy. The defense, from what I'm seeing, of course, if you watched the NFL draft at all last year, we unloaded a ton of players to the draft and graduation. And we have a lot of new faces. Up front, I think we're still pretty solid. You got a solid defensive line with Raekwon Davis, as well as Isaiah Bugs, and then Quinnen Williams at the nose. Just absolutely nasty guys up front. Linebacker still looking pretty good. Where Alabama is struggling right now is the secondary. And some may argue that how can you say that based on the blowouts that we've recently posted? Well, if you look at it, if you really just take time to study it, and if you watch the game, you notice Alabama was allowing a lot of space from receivers from the opposing teams. Too many people were getting open, some missed tackles, miscommunication. One solid player was our safety, and he looked solid, and he was all over the place. It really looked like at times Deontay Thompson was having to make up for where others were lacking. And I'm not trying to put him down. Interesting stat. In the secondary, the total amount of starts from the players who have started thus far are 3 starts coming into this season. That's just incredible. So we've got a lot of new faces, a lot of green players there. We got some freshman players starting. So right now, that's the weak link in Alabama's defense. If you notice too, due to the fact that the secondary is still trying to come together and trying to put something together, there hadn't been a whole lot of sacks. Which is very disturbing right now. Not much penetration. We're doing well against the run, but as far as getting to the quarterback, not many takedowns have happened thus far.
Yeah, that's something that you were saying before, that the offense is outshining the defense. You know, Alabama's known for their defense. Usually their defense gets selected high in the NFL draft. So things are going to be a little bit different. It might be good, or it might be bad. We'll see. You know, we'll see if it will hurt Alabama or not. And this weekend, we were talking about it in the chat, they are playing Ole Miss. And Alabama has had some bad luck in Ole Miss. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, everybody has pretty much written Ole Miss off as a foregone conclusion that Alabama's going to win and win big. However, I don't necessarily agree with that. I'd like to be proven wrong. But we're going into a hostile environment against Ole Miss in their home field of their Vault Hemingway. Ole Miss boasts one of the top offenses in the nation right now. Jordan Talmu, if I'm pronouncing it right, Jordan Talmu is just teeing off against defenses, mainly because he boasts a receiving core composed of 3 receivers that will probably go anywhere from the first to second round in the NFL draft. They're just putting up insane numbers. And, of course, with all the success in the passing game, it's opening up the run for them as well. Very solid, consistent running game. Now, their defense, on the other hand, is something that's pretty lacking. Of course, you saw last week, if you followed last weekend's recap, Ole Miss gave up a ton of points, 41 points to the Southern Illinois Salukis. The FCS, and unless Ole Miss suddenly has an epiphany, puts something together defensively, Alabama should have a relatively easy time putting some points on the board and moving the ball. The only thing that stops Alabama's offense is themselves, turnovers, you know, bad mistakes, so on and so forth. Now, if we don't get to that quarterback, it's going to be a long day for our defense. And the offense, like we talked about earlier, may have to outshine the defense and may have to outscore Ole Miss to win this game.
Well, yeah. It's I think it was 4 years ago was the last time they lost in that Ole Miss beat Alabama?
Yeah. Alabama lost twice in a row to Ole Miss. Once in Vault Hemingway, and then an absolute shocker in Bryant Denny the year that we won the national championship. everything that went wrong, could have gone wrong for Alabama, went wrong in that game. I mean, it was pretty absurd. Ole Miss found their way to win. And then the season after that, Ole Miss was able to, Alabama was able to take down Ole Miss in a, quote, revenge game in Vaught-Hemingway with Chad Kelly before he ended up getting put out for the season. And then, of course, last year we took down Ole Miss at Bryant-Denny, have a score of 66-3. Saban challenged the players at that point they hadn't got the revenge. They had beaten Ole Miss, but they hadn't really beaten Ole Miss. Players took it seriously, and they took it out on them to the tune of 66-3 against Shea Patterson, who is now in Michigan. So this year is a different animal. I think, honestly, that George Yamu is a better quarterback than Shea Patterson. ESPN analysts will probably argue that fact with me, but you know what? They get paid to do what they do, and, you know, I welcome any kind of debate with them at all.
One day the sportscast will pay kind of animal for this.
Yes, maybe. But different kind of animal, different way the offense is set up.
Now,
Ole Miss is more balanced on the offense, and they have an identity.
So you're saying this is a strong Ole Miss. This is not a weak one.
Not weak by any means other than their defense. This is a good Ole Miss team. Like I said, they can score points. They can move the ball sometimes at will. If you hadn't watched them yet, go back and check out some highlights. My point I'm making will not be disproven. They are a really, really strong offensive team, one of the top receiving core in the country, if not the top receiving core. So this is going to be a true test for Alabama, especially being in a hostile environment and with these young players. And this is going to be one of Tua's biggest tests, be on the road.
Yeah, this will be the first real game for Alabama, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll be watching that game very closely, as I told you before. Let's go into college predictions for this weekend. Number 17, Boise State at Oklahoma State. Who do you got?
Oh man, that's kind of a toss up.
Oklahoma State neither teams are fourth, so
that don't mean anything. I think Oklahoma State does have the weapons to win, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a separation as far as the score goes. I think it's going to be a hard fought game with Oklahoma State. Find some way to get it done later in the game.
So you choose Oklahoma State,
Rob? I choose Oklahoma State. I say, 35-28.
The home team wins. LSU at Auburn.
Man, such an interesting game. LSU is coming in hot after that dismantling of Miami. Certainly no one thought that was going to happen. Definitely not to the tune of the score that it came out to be. I thought LSU would win that game, but I thought it would be a much, much closer affair. However, and it looks like LSU may have some kind of a semblance of a quarterback, which is something they have failed to have the past several seasons. Of course, the running game is strong, but as we all know, LSU's bread and butter is their defense, and they have a pretty, pretty good one, especially with Greedy Williams back there. Auburn is a complete team. They have a strong, strong quarterback there, a decent running game. A green on their offensive line. Their defense, pretty stellar. That up front and linebackers, they're probably one of the best front seven in the nation. Pretty nasty. You saw what they did to Washington. However, Auburn's secondary is their weak link. Still trying to get something together there. I think it's going to be a close game for the first half. And majority of the third quarter, but I think Auburn just has more talent, especially quarterback, and I think that they're going to win. They're going to beat LSU, and they should beat them. I'd say 27-21.
Of course, you would like to say that because you want LSU to drop more toward the bottom. I say LSU. They got some power going on. I think they have some momentum. I think they do. Ohio State at TSU. TCU.
TCU.
Let's get that.
Be honest with you, I don't think TCU is as strong as everybody is thinking they are this year. I think they're going to be a player in the Big 12. I think Ohio State is just way too strong and too deep, too talented. Gaskin is doing so well right now in the offense, and that defense is just incredible, led by Nick Bosa. I say Ohio State wins, and they win big.
And I'll go Ohio State as well. And finally, Alabama at Mississippi.
Man, don't make me pick this one, but I think Alabama has the edge on offense. Slightly because of Tagovailoa and that strong receiving core with running backs. See, our receiving core may not be quite as strong as Ole Miss, but with the incredible balance we have at receiver as well as running back, I think we have the edge on offense. I think even though I mentioned earlier our secondary is our weak link, I do believe our defense is a lot stronger than what they faced thus far. And I believe that Raekwon Davis and Isaiah Bugs, Christian Miller, and Jennings are going to find some way to get to Tamu. If they don't, it's going to be a long day. But I believe Alabama's going to win in a shootout, 48-35.
It's going to be a high-scoring game. I do think Alabama's going to win it. I'll take that score line as well. So Roll Tide. Justin, how can people reach you?
Oh, so they can reach me. I'm on every form of social media, well, the big three, I should say. You can find me at on Twitter as well as Instagram, at 121 Training. That's the number 12, one spelled out, training. You can find me on Facebook, /121 Training, after you type in Facebook.com. Also, too, if you are interested in seeing what we have to offer and achieving any of your fitness goals, you can email me, 121training@gmail.com.
Sounds good. 121 Training for all your fitness and health needs. And one last question, what is your favorite Rocky movie?
Favorite one, Rocky III. Definitely very intense, man. That was kind of partial because Hulk Hogan was in it, big Hulkamaniac from way back. But you can't beat the acting, if you want to call it that, of Mr. T as Clubber Lang. Great villain, great dialogue, just a lot of memorable quotes and scenes. My number two would probably be Rocky Balboa and Creed.
There you go, Mr. Justin Riley. Thanks for coming onto the Sportscast. If you guys haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube and on Periscope. And also, if you're on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating, and review. Justin Riley, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Man, glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, sir.